And we're back.
Are we?
Yes, we are. And this time, we're going to try not to...
It's personal.
We've already ruined it. I was going to say, we're not going to do too much banter before we hit play, but we can't help ourselves.
No.
For the new folks who are just tuning in, just want to point out there are some special
features. You mean if somebody's joining the podcast just here with week six?
No, who would tuned in maybe just week five.
Oh, this okay.
I just want to point out there are some special... interesting aspects of this page, this scene selection page.
Right, which you might want to consider.
Which you might want to think about. That's all I'm going to put out there.
Just think on thinking about. Keep on keeping on.
That's what we're saying.
You might want to click.
And we're hitting play on week six now.
Bye.
So we'll see you as we begin week six. I don't even know which song this is.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, it's Bo Green. I knew that. I just didn't think of it. There's me juggling.
You're in the video a lot this
year. Yeah, I did have it. Well, that's a great picture.
That's a great picture, yeah.
I did have a nice run in the video this year. There's some nice... This is Kishoreniya week, obviously.
Yes.
As we see some pictures coming up.
Another program, like sort of like the Boca Chief, you know, sort of like, I gotta say, I feel like summer 07, very innovative summer, a lot of programs we started that summer, and in summer 08, they've sort of now become sort of, you know, really a part of camp, like the Camp White Abdallah, like the Boca Chief, and like Kishoreniya, it's really a very successful and a big part of camp now.
What are they shooting at, do you think?
Geese.
Okay.
Passing geese.
Just checking on that.
Actually, in the outtakes, there's that shot of like a some sort of like vulture or eagle or something.
That's right.
So maybe it was
maybe
one
that's
of those
what they were going after.
You know, they're trying to protect a fallen camper.
A little dancing montage here.
Right. Although I did put all the best silliest dancing got in that first that intro before the week one that clip montage. It's funny to think that the summer was already, you know, we're recording this here. What's today's day? It's the end of December.
I believe it's the 23rd of December.
And yeah, it's funny to think that camp was like 4 months ago.
I know. And to think that camp is coming up.
I know. It's it feels like we're much closer to the summer
right,
than ended
true.
In the summer.
I'm actually still tired from that summer. Still catching up.
I'm just
up.
About returning to normal.
Still catching up on sleep. There's some Running in the Dark, one of our favorite programs.
Rondos!
Very rare that we get actual Rondos footage.
Yeah.
That was actually very...
Yeah, I think we have two little bits of Rondos footage in this yearbook.
I like that shot, that overhead shot of the Gaga game. It feels very professional to me.
Standing on the stage.
If that was what Gaga was...
I'm
Gaga.
Not sure who filmed that. It was good.
This is some Kochavim stuff.
Definitely
here.
Tried to get some. Didn't have a lot of Kochavim footage, but where we had it, we definitely
always,
tried to
always trying to get. We love the Kochavimers. Want them to be back for Illinois this year. And here's the Ami team play.
Good play.
It was. It was the only play. A little trivia for you. The only play this summer done in the Beit HaMikdash.
And I liked how they incorporated all the video footage and the projector. That's been a big thing
for
the last couple of years.
Josh is always a fan when they can incorporate the video footage.
I love it. It's great.
Here's
multimedia.
This is the Tarbudia, as we like to call it. The
that was sort of an in-joke in amongst the Hanalah. And then, you know, I'm at the first one, and I believe it was Jeremy Stein gets up and says, he's like, "Welcome to the Tarbudia." Yeah. I did not know that was the official name.
It's the official title.
These sort of drama and Shira and Rikud presentations.
Which was something that was new to camp this summer,
the Tarbut Yehudit
Perek.
Sort of a second almost mini Chug Perek, Jewish Arts. Yeah, that was cool. You know, again, we want to try and give kids opportunities, as many opportunities as we can to get to experience the different sort of things in camp. I've always felt that there was too much good stuff in the Chug Perek, and if, you know, whatever Chug you were in, I mean, you couldn't do the, like, eight or nine other really cool things.
Right.
So in the Boca Chief and the 3UD and, you know, other prekim like that, other programs like that, we wanted to give kids an opportunity to, you know, do these other fun things. And, of course, here are the well-known and well-loved Shabbos Gates. Gotta make it to the video somewhere.
Nice shot of the gates there.
This was I might have been my favorite Makelat Teva band performance. This really good.
They got four different string instruments going on.
Yeah,
there.
There's a much longer cut of that in the special features, by the way. Not the hidden features, but the special features on the.
Do not get confused between special features and hidden features.
They're both special, but some of the special features.
Here are some shots. Once again, if you do not make the basket, you will not make the video. Right.
There's a lot more Kishroniah footage from both Machin Bogrim and Machon Nevonim. Also in the special features menu, so check that out. A lot of great stuff. I mean, those of you on top, I remember I was spent that week going around with the cameras. We had a lot of good footage, and you know, we included a lot of it here in this section, but there's also a lot more to be found on the DVD. Boy, that food.
I'll tell you.
That chicken recipe.
This same thing happened last year. We were watching the Kishroniah footage.
I'm hungry.
I just
had lunch.
I had lunch.
But I did not. I could go for some Polish Shredder chicken or meatballs. Yum.
Paula Shore, one of our great returning Kishroniah experts.
It was a good mix this year. You know, we brought a bunch of people back from last year, and we had a bunch of like Arnone here with the video. You know, we had a bunch of new people who came, and it was a good selection of program. We'll be doing the same this year. You know, we'll each year we're going to try to bring back some, and also sort of rotate around.
And if you have a great idea for something you'd like to see on Kishroniah,
let us know.
Please send Josh an email. joshe@campermontne.org. And who knows?
I still want to get that candy making. Man.
The candy making, that would be great.
I think Ethan knows a candy person. Ethan's phone is
My
ringing.
My phone is ringing, but you know what? It's just
so
going to have to go to voicemail.
This is sort of a living document of a day in the office.
This is not so much a commentary as it is recording what we normally do during the day.
Right, we just watch the video and talk about it over and over. This is actually our 10th pass.
Don't tell them that. It's depressing. And yet, somehow true.
At least when your phone goes to message, it doesn't like, we don't hear like, you know, thank you for reaching, you know, it's all.
It's all in the voicemail. I was really impressed with the band this time. Just terrific stuff. Ellie Greenberg is just
it was nice to have him for he came for 2 days last year, and we had him for the whole week this year. That was great. They did a great job.
Yeah, they definitely rocked out. Another returning Kishroniah.
Yep.
Ami Margolis with the
Rosh Yirah for many years in camp. Did a great job with that fella. He'll definitely be back this coming summer. Already got him locked in. They just look great. It's good. It's you know, it's like in all the activities, it's really neat to see what the kids can accomplish in the 2 days for Machin Bogrim or the 4 days for Machon Nevonim. It's like, and that's the whole idea, is that you really can really, you know, get involved in a project in a way that it's hard to do just, you know, in a signing up for a hoop for, you know, 45 minutes ago.
And, you know, once again, even though there was a fair amount of rain this summer, Kishroniah, I think we only lost one session.
2 hour block, yeah. And we had a few others that were, you know, a little wonky. There were a lot of people who really helped out in squeegeeing these tennis courts, so thank you. I think a lot of these Kishroniah kids didn't. I think a lot of the Berkshires kids really helped out. Tennis was most affected by the rain. Those courts, can't play tennis on a soggy court.
That's right. Some of this pottery stuff was just spectacular. They really, these kids really are very talented.
Yeah. And it's nice to give kids an opportunity to both explore something they already know they want to do, and also hopefully build some skills, you know, and work with these great people who are coming in. And of course, here's Rick doing frisbee again. We love him as well. And again, I'm gonna pat myself on the back. Look at that great camera work following the frisbee down the field.
Josh is gonna do a Kishroniah for DVD video yearbook making.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
someday we're gonna put on the video all the sports footage
catch.
That makes me nauseous as I'm watching it, trying to, the camera's bouncing all over the place, and you can't, and every time the ball goes one way, the camera goes the wrong way. It's hard to film sports.
This is a nice, if I recall,
nice
a nice catch
right
here.
It's on the video, Ethan, so it's going to be
a nice
catch.
It's going to be a catch, that's right.
And
that's my friends,
the end
of
week six. We have only two more to go.
2 weeks to go. I hope you're with us.
It took me a second to do the math there in my head, but I got it.
It's been fun.
This was the antepenultimate week.
Wow.
And now we're going to the penultimate week.
How about that? Are we dorks or what?
We will see you then.
Bye.